Hello.
Hi, is this Andrea?
Yes, it is.
Andrea, my name is Rob Thomas. I am with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I got your letter about Brandon.
Yes.
Tell me about what's going on with this guy.
Oh, gosh. He's just the greatest dad ever. He has four children. The oldest and the youngest are biologically his. The two in the middle, he got with their mom when they were really little. They don't have father figures in their life, so he takes care of them like his own. Their mother struggles with some mental issues, so he has them a lot of the time. Doesn't get any financial help. He took a job with the city, kind of hoping it was a little bit of a pay cut from his construction job. He's kind of hoping to pull some better benefits, things like that, you know. He's just been struggling really, really hard financially, and he just never gives up. He works in Roseburg. He lives in Myrtle Creek. Kids go to school in Roseburg. So every morning he's got his tires going flat on him, and he thought maybe they just had a hole or something. So we took it in and they're like, no, it's the rims. It's the reason why it's losing air all the time. And he had a dirt bike. He ended up selling it to get the kids presents. And I kind of told him, like, you know, maybe you should fix your tires and your rims. And he was like, I can't let my kids go without gifts for Christmas. Like, I have to do this. And I'm like, as much as I understand, you know, he's still on the struggle bus with the tire situations. So anyway, I know he's in need and he's never going to ask for help. And I just see how much he struggles and figured it'd be really nice to kind of offer him something to help his situation, but also kind of help himself since he gives so much, you know, to everybody else.
Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star is going to do some good stuff for him.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Hello.
Hi, is this Brandon?
Yeah.
Brandon, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We got a letter about you.
Okay.
I understand that you are a single father.
That's correct.
That you take care of four kids.
That's correct.
You work full time, but you're still kind of struggling.
Absolutely.
Kind of give me a little detail.
It's just hard to take care of four kids, man. Especially if you haven't gone to college or got a degree, your options for work is kind of limited.
I understand that you recently changed professions.
I did.
Kind of hoping to get a little more maybe stability and some benefits and stuff with that.
Yeah, and it's not working out as expected.
Oh, no. That's no fun.
No, it's not.
I understand that you, obviously with the four kids, two of them are not yours.
That's correct. Well, I adopted one of them.
Okay.
The other one I'm unable to adopt, but we coincidentally share the same last name.
That makes it nice. What's going on there?
Just the parents don't want to do that, specifically his father.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really around, so.
But at least they've got you in their life to take care of them.
Yeah, I'm dad. They all call me dad. So
you work here in Roseburg?
Yep.
And then the kids go to school up here as well?
That is correct.
So you got some commuting on your hands.
I do. But, you know, since I work in Roseburg, it's a little more convenient for them to go to school in Roseburg. Usually by the time they're off school, I'm still at work. And I'd just rather, you know, my young ones not be home while there's no adults home.
It also keeps you closer, you know, if something happens to go wrong,
yeah,
or whatnot, that you can be there a lot faster than being 20 miles away.
Yeah.
Christmas, I understand, sounds kind of tough.
Yeah. This year's been extra tough just because of the job change and, you know, taking the pay cut and everything. And it's been extra tough. I didn't realize it'd be this way. I figured it'd be a little bit easier, you know, because, you know, maybe having the benefits would offset it a little bit, but really hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking the pay cut really affected everything.
Yeah. That loss of hard cash, it's really hard to work around
one.
That. The benefits pay off, you know, if you have to go to the doctor or, you know, more long-term type stuff or whatnot. But for the immediate need, it makes it tough.
It makes it very hard.
Yeah. You've got a good vehicle, but I understand there's some issues with the tires.
Yeah. So when I got my truck, they did have a tire that was not really holding air very well, and I didn't think much of it. And I put air into it, you know, and over time it just kind of slowly leaked. Well, come to find out, when I went to go get it patched, assuming there was a hole in it or something, and I was told all of my rims are corroded, and so they're not sealing correctly and not holding air. One is worse than the others, and one I have to actually, usually get up about 4:30 in the morning and go jack my truck up and air up my tires before I can even leave my house.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while. I can't really afford to buy new rims, so.
I'm guessing they're kind of like a chrome rim.
I think so. I'm sure they were the stock rim that came with the truck, but it was more of a, you know, a higher end truck. But yeah, I believe it is a chrome rim.
Okay. Yeah, chrome tends to deteriorate over time, and I'm very familiar with that particular situation as well.
Yeah, it's no fun.
So you got that you have to deal with, and then I heard you got rid of your dirt bike, which...
Yeah, I did.
I'm guessing was kind of a hard pill to swallow, but you did it for having some more income so you guys can and get through stuff.
Yeah, a lot of it was for Christmas, but that was the closest to my dream bike I've ever had.
Wow, that had to hurt a bit.
Yeah.
You know, that speaks a lot to your character right there, as the type of person that you are, that, you know, you're not selfish.
No, those are just things. You know, things are things. You can always buy new things.
Exactly.
Oh, someday, you know, I'll buy another one. Just not important right now.
Well, speaking of buying some things, I'd like to buy you some new tires and wheels. How does that sound?
Man, that'd be great.
Thanks to an amazing partnership with Big O Tires, we're going to take care of your wheels and tire situation and get you outfitted with some new wheels and some new tires that don't leak and that will last you for a long time.
Man, that's amazing.
Also, thanks to the Rat Rod Roundup, I'd like to get you a nice, healthy gift card for Walmart. So that way you can go get some extra Christmas stuff, supplies for the house, whatever you need.
Oh, man. That'd be great.
Get you hooked up with a healthy gift card for Sherm's Thunderbird as well. Having quite a few mouths to feed. Your grocery bill, I'm assuming, is pretty large.
Yeah, they're all growing, so...
Thanks to DC Farmers Co-op, we're going to get you a nice, healthy gift card for fuel.
Oh, man.
You're having to drive back and forth all the time. That eats up a lot of gas.
Man, that makes all the difference right there, is even just the fuel card.
Nice.
That's huge.
I don't know if any of the kids need some clothing or if you need any different type of clothing or not. We've got a nice gift card for you for Marshalls as well.
Wow. The kids definitely need it because they're growing.
Oh, man. Sounds like you got a few teenagers on your hands.
I do, yeah.
Well, we're going to take care of you and kind of make things a little bit easier so you can kind of take a breath and catch up.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. It means a lot.
Happy holidays from News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.